producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Sarah, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Within the last couple of days, y'all were talking about various sayings, and you wondered where they came from.
Right.
And somebody said something about a whistling girl, and y'all said you had never heard anything about a whistling girl. My mother used to always say to me, a whistling girl and a cackling hen will always come to no good end.
Wow. Well, I think somebody was talking about whistling in the house. I don't think the quote was exactly a whistling girl, but it was somehow whistling in the house, or maybe a girl whistling in the house. So we have any idea where that came from? I mean, other than your mother?
Well, my theory is that most of those sayings, at least the ones that she used to repeat to me, had something to do with manners.
Yeah.
Like, there was another one that she said that if you sing at the table, you'll grow horns.
Well, that's worth trying. I could see trying that. That'd be good.
Needless to say, I've got a weird personality.
The question is, do you have horns? The personality, you know, is one thing. Do you have the horns? That's what I want to know.
Well, maybe some of my friends might say so. But, no, when y'all said something about a whistling girl, it reminded me of my mother. And she was obviously very, very...
traditional.
Well, worse than traditional, almost backwoodsy. So,
wow.
Yeah, I think it's mostly.
I wonder if it's obviously superstitious. I remember my mother's favorite was he who laughs last, laughs best. I understood that one.
But right.
You know, the harder they laugh, the harder they cry or something
harder
like
they
that.
Harder they fall, yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, that one seemed to me kind of like, you know, if you're happy, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get struck down. That one seemed a little, geez, Louise. And when your name is Joy, you know, you just figure your entire life is doomed. So whistling in the house, so a whistling girl and a cackling hen both will come to no good end.
Right. And if you can Google that, you'll see it, because I Googled it to see if it was that well known, and it was.
All right. Well, thank goodness for Google. You know, you can find anything. You know what I found on Google? This is going to sound very Martha Stewart-esque, and I don't care. I have a glass shower enclosure. You know, that just, it's not one of the sliding things, but it's just a piece of glass that goes about 2/3 of the way. And the shower is one of those, it's a great shower. It has like 15 shower heads on it. You feel like you're in a car wash. But I looked at it because there's very hard water here, and the glass had those little droplets, you know, like in your dishwasher. And I hadn't cleaned it off, and so I Googled, you know, how to do it. And apparently that if you don't wash that stuff off fairly regularly, it will literally etch the glass and you can't get it off. So there were all these things. I know, like, what do I care? I just want it to be clear. And they said, oh, no, you have to replace it. And you know, it's tempered glass, so it's not an inexpensive thing. So what they said to do, I will just pass this along. They said to use Dawn and warm vinegar. Which sounds horrible.
Well, what does it do to your skin if it does that to glass?
Well, that's a very good point. Probably etches my skin. But what I did was I used a little Windex, and then I used the Barkeep's Friend, that stuff, which is a little bit... And I was very gentle with it, and it worked beautifully. And then what I've been doing is every time I get out of the shower, I spray Windex, and it creates a sheet, and so I'm okay now. So I've invented this.
Well, since we're gonna start talking about that, I've also heard that car wax.
Well, I read someplace that if you buy the stuff, it's called something X, Rain X is what it's called, that the stuff that you buy for your dishwasher so that the water doesn't bead on the glasses will also work. I mean, it's an awful lot of work for a shower, it seems to me. But so far, spraying the Windex just after the shower where it's still wet and it just sheets down seems okay. And I tried squeegeeing it, but that just creates a mess. So I'm just going to try just the Windex for a while and see if that works.
Well, I'll investigate.
Fine. I don't know what we did without Google. I mean, you hear me bad enough the Internet with great regularity, but, I mean, Google, as far as I'm concerned, should be nominated for sainthood.
Absolutely. I use it several times a day.
Indeed. Well, good that we could conjure up your mom for you. Good that you don't have horns. And beware of cackling hens, I guess, and whistling in the house. Sarah, thanks for listening.
I love you, Prabhupada.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Well, that was kind of fun. You know, there are all these folk wisdom, you know, things that maybe, you know, like children should be seen and not heard. Had you ever heard, because you'd never heard of the whistling thing either, right?
No, I just love the cackling hens angle of it. That cracks me up.
Well, I figure cackling hen means that you're going to get, you're going to be somebody's chicken dinner. I assume that, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that why the cackling hen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's great.
Sorts of things to worry about, yes. 855-99-DR-JOY. So we had an email that you were going to share?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. I got an email from Jackie in New York City. She says, hi, Dr. Joy. I'm hoping you can help me with something I'm struggling with. I need to make a decision of quitting my job and becoming a housewife. I've been at my current job for 8 years, and while I love the people I work with, I'm really coming to resent the job and work. Without going into details about the work I do, it's a huge responsibility. There are always deadlines, and the work never ends. I never feel satisfaction at the end of the day because the work is never done. Additionally, there are some internal issues here that make it hard for me to do my job appropriately. These are the things that will not change, and it's finally getting to me. Then I look at my home life and how it suffers from my never-ending job. I have minimal energy and patience for my two children and husband, and I'm always stressed out. I feel like I can never give even close to 100% in my professional life and home life. I would give myself just a passing score. So here I am at this crossroads of trying to decide my future. While my kids are both in school, I do think I will eventually want more kids, but I cannot even fathom that with my current work and home situation. If I leave my current job, the goal will be for me to not work, but I don't want to make the choice and regret it in a year or realize we can't swing it financially and have to find a new job. So how do I truly decide if the grass is really greener on the other side?
Well, I think you're deciding, you're dealing with abstractions, and you know how I feel about abstractions. They're going to mislead you. It sounds like your current job is just not where you belong. It sounds like it doesn't give you much satisfaction. It takes a huge amount of time. It's very stressful. So, but it's not the only job in the world. And given the fact that you've got two kids in school, going from a very stressful, time-consuming job to being a housewife is probably going to be its own problem. So why deal with either of those extremes? Why not think about what the perfect job, what you'd like to be doing during the day? And it may be that it's part-time work. It may be that you work the same school schedule or the same time schedule as your kids, so the same school schedule, so that you are home when your kids are home. And I would certainly, before you leave your job, talk with your husband about the financial issue, in the same way that I would say to him before he leaves his job, he should talk with you about the financial angle, because the two of you are, in fact, a corporation. The two of you are a company that has a budget, and you want to make sure that you haven't put either of you in some terrible position. But between a job that you hate and no job at all, maybe some alternatives. So what I would do, well, I'll tell you what, let me take a break here, because Manny otherwise will cut off my microphone anyway. And when we come back, let me talk with you about how to start thinking about another kind of job, all right, that you might enjoy better. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'll go through the list for our emailer in just a moment, but as you know, callers always get priority. So, Marianne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. There. Brown. How are you?
I'm good, Marianne. How are you today?
Good. Well, I just wanted to comment about something that was on last week, but I couldn't get through. The line was busy. My comment was a gentleman who needed help taking care of his wife, and the children were trying to figure out what to do and so forth.
Right.
There's a pro. in the U.S. called the Senior Companion Program.
Okay.
And it is funded by state and federal funds. And I was the director of a county. You split them up into counties, usually. That's what they did in Michigan.
Okay.
And what I did is I had 30 seniors who worked with me, and they get paid what we called was a stipend, which was a very small amount. But they had to be on low income also. But what they would do is go to the senior's home and possibly take them out to the store or to the dentist or to the movies. Or even one took them to the casino, wherever they really like to go that they don't get to go. And then the other part of the program was the companion would stay with the loved one who was homebound, and the other person could go out maybe and go to the dentist or go get a haircut. So it was like a... And it was free. It's free. There's no cost to the person getting the assistance.
So it's called Senior Companion?
Program.
Senior Companion Program. Okay. That's great.
And the people that do it, they love it. They just love it because they are low income. They get a little extra money. It comes to about $100 to $150 a month. They get gas mileage money. And they also get the opportunity of making friends with these people because... You have to be 60 or older to be a companion, and you have to be on rather limited income. So it makes it a good thing for everybody. It's really wonderful.
And this is a federal program, federal state program?
It's federal, funded, and state. So we would get money from both sources, you know, to pay the people. They called it a stipend, and at that time they were only getting like maybe $2 an hour. But... You know, they were making $100 to $150 a month, and they liked it, you know, and it was easy.
Sure, and most volunteer activities you don't get paid anything for, so it seems like, like you say, it's one of those win-win-win situations.
Right, and they could someone's beauty shop, and they could get a permanent, say, and they just sit there. They didn't have to do any hard work.
You know?
I mean, they didn't clean the house or do any work in the house.
Okay, so it's really sort of almost a travel companion. Well, it's a companion exactly as it says it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a companion for seniors, and like I said, it doesn't cost anything, so it's not costly for the person. They don't have the money, and they get to go and do things, too.
It sounds terrific. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think that's a really helpful thing to pass along. So how come you're not doing it anymore?
Well, I'm 75 years old. I need a companion.
You decided enough was enough, huh? Okay.
I love the job. I love it. In fact, I had people who worked for me, like I quit about 5 years ago, and they called me this week to go to lunch. They still miss you. We love you, you know.
Aww.
The job got moved, and it was too far from where I live. You know, the mileage and the winters are terrible here, so... I gave it up, but I still love that job, the best job I ever had.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and it sounds like you're particularly talented at it as well, so good for you.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. But anyway, I think that's a big help for people, especially with Alzheimer's partners, you know, who they really can't get out. I mean, they can't leave those people. They just can't.
Yeah.
And this way, they're able to, have a little time off.
A little respite. Sounds like a great idea. Well, thank you, Marianne. That was very helpful. One of the wonderful things about this program is people sort of calling up to help each other out, and I really appreciate it. And this was a particularly useful kind of piece of information. So thank you very much.
Thank you, too. All righty. Bye-bye.
All righty. 855-993-7569. The caller she was talking about was, I think, one of the daughters of her dad being a caretaker for her mom, who was was already fairly sort of progressive in terms of her Alzheimer's, and dad really didn't want somebody in. But this is kind of a thing that and the fact that it's an older person as well may work really well for all concerned, and it's free. So there you go. Love it. Okay. 855-993-7569. I was talking before about an email about a woman from New York who was saying, I've got this really time-consuming job, it doesn't make me very happy. I don't like the people I'm working for. I sort of feel like I'm at best getting a passing grade at both my work and my home. I'm thinking about being a housewife. But my kids are in school, and I'm saying, well, between a job that you really dislike and gives you no particular pleasure and doing nothing, I know, being a housewife where your kids are in school, is probably a middle ground that may include either a job with more normal hours or less stressful responsibilities or even part-time. And what I would do is sit down and figure out what the perfect job for you would be, what you would like to do, who you'd like to be working with, what would make some sense. Because even if you decide that you want to stay home where your kids aren't home, sooner or later, your kids are going to be out of the house, and it may be that finding something to do. I think you're going to find that going from a very demanding job to no job at all is going to feel great for about 15 minutes, and then my guess is that you're going to be kind of bored. And you did mention one of the really relevant factors, which it sounds like you haven't actually chatted with your husband about it yet, about the differences in income. So, and you would not be happy if he decided to quit his job without saying something to you about it. And I think you need to do the same for him, of at least chat with him about it. But again, think about what you'd really like to do, and whether that means it may be a great time, for example, to go back to school and pick up a skill that would make you more work eligible, or finding a job that you've always wanted to do. Or so, you know, don't allow yourself, all of you, to sort of get yourself in a situation where you dislike both alternatives. That's quite often when you're dealing with abstractions as opposed to dealing specifically with, okay, well, what would I like to do? And the more specific you can be, the more you're going to have a direction to go. So don't say things like a fun job. What does that mean? What would be fun for you? What is it that you want to be doing? What group would be fun for you to work with? How much money do you need to make? And if you, because that may be a way to figure out whether you need to work full-time or part-time. It may even be that the job you currently have, you could turn into a part-time job because they already value you. You already know the job. And if you're not working out there every day, or you can do part of it out of the house, it may be a much less odious situation than it is now. So don't think in terms of all or nothing. Think in terms of what you'd like, and then figure out how you can achieve it. And if you don't know, you can give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Understand, this is not a fantastic time of year for movies, right? It's called the January lull. So, you know, that sort of holding your breath for a fantastic movie is not the world's smartest thing to be doing here.
Is this normal for every January?
It is. Okay. And the reason why is because it's the time of year that it's between the Christmas movies, and which are either big tentpole movies that expect to get a lot of people, or, and the Oscar nominees. Okay. And then and then movies start coming out again, you know, the end of February. But and usually the Oscars, I think they're fairly early this year. They're in February. They used to be in March. I think they've moved them up. So between the idea being if you put out a really good movie now, by the time next year's Oscars, because it's not eligible for this year's Oscars,
right.
So by the time people see the movie, it will be forgotten. So this is the kind of dumping ground. And to be quite honest, Still Alice was always... It was always scheduled for January, and the Weinstein boys looked at it and said, there's not much competition in the best female actress, and so let's release it at least limited in New York and L.A. in December, and we think Julianne Moore has a shot, and she's going to clean up. She will definitely win the Oscar. She's won everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but and then part of it is that you put in little movies that may not, you know, will may not find an audience in the, you know, in the December rush and in the big movies. So it's traditionally a time. For example, American Sniper came out last weekend and just was the biggest, I think, January opening ever. And the biggest for Clint Eastwood, made, what, $90 million? Or something.
Yeah.
So, but again, that was a movie that opened in limited markets to be eligible for the Oscars, which and it's on a lot of people's top 10 list and or top 8 list if you're going to talk about the Oscars. And Bradley Cooper, I think, is nominated for an Oscar.
Is that going to win Best Picture, do you think?
No.
American Sniper?
No. I think it'll either be, as I said, my favorite movie of the year was Selma.
Right.
But I seem to be in a huge minority about that. I think the best movie will either be Birdman or Boyhood, and Boyhood's probably got a little bit of an inside track, so...
Well, I'd be on board with Selma winning Best Picture. I loved it.
I did, too. I thought it was terrific.
Yeah.
And someone said to me yesterday, well, you know, I've already seen all that stuff. And I said, no, you should see this. It's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually someone has started a fund to pay for high school kids to be able to go and see it for free. And I think there have been like 500,000 kids who've seen it for free because they thought it was such a worthwhile movie that people should see that. All righty. Movies that opened this week. One that we're actually having a difficult time finding when it actually opens, because some people said it opened last week, some people are saying it opened this week, which is the Patrick Stewart movie with Matthew Lillard and Carla Gugino, which I actually liked. It's a little movie, but I think I'd watch Patrick Stewart read the phone book. I've seen him, I mean, Jean-Luc Picard.
I'm a big Patrick Stewart fan.
He's great, and I've seen him do A Christmas Carol, which he does all the characters by himself, which is just wondrous.
And I was a big Star Trek fan when I was a kid too, so I used to watch that. So that's...
Why does this not surprise me at all? It just doesn't surprise me. In this one, he plays. Hopefully, he won't break your heart. He plays a dance instructor from Juilliard who is kind of cranky. It's really a wonderful performance that I'm not sure anybody but he could bring off, in that he plays both Faye and gay and also needy. I mean, it's a wonderful performance. And he gets interviewed by Carla, whose husband hangs around. And it turns out, as we might guess, that there's an agenda here. And I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but it's a worthwhile movie with kind of a more or less surprise ending, but some really nice performances. And he's really wonderful, and it's a part of him and a side of him that you haven't seen before. So Match is certainly worth your time. It's going to do really well on DVD, I think, as well. Cake has opened in some places limited, in some places not. This is Jennifer Aniston's really breakout role. She plays it without makeup, which is the idea. When we have beautiful women who play without makeup, they always get nominated, even though she wasn't. But the this is not this is a difficult movie, in that she plays a really difficult, unpleasant woman. Adriana Barazzi plays her housekeeper, who is the person that you really like in this. It turns out that Jennifer has gone through a trauma. And we don't really find out a whole lot about the trauma until the end of the movie. But she's just so unlikable. She becomes fascinated by the suicide of a woman in her chronic pain support group. And so it's an interesting, thoughtful movie. But People are not crazy about the way it was directed. But, I mean, it's an interesting movie. It's not fun, but it's interesting. Red Army is, especially if you're a sports fan and a hockey fan in particular, is a documentary that talks about the Soviet Union's Red Army hockey team through the eyes of its captain, Slava Fedisov, who also played was it Detroit that he played for?
Yes, the Detroit Red Wings, I believe. Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people thought this was going to win a nomination for Best Documentary, and it didn't. Regardless of whether you have any interest in the Soviet Union or hockey, this is a documentary that, because of the people involved, will pull you in. We're actually going to interview the director, Gabe Polsky, tomorrow as it's Broken, Let's Fix It. And the reason why, because you say, well, what does hockey have to do with our program? And that's a perfectly good question. The idea is that to a certain extent, how athletes, how star athletes reflect the culture, and how, as the culture changes, the perception of athletics changes, and how, it's a little more complicated, and it's probably a little bit more of a stretch, to be quite honest, on the It's Broken, Let's Fix It. But it does have to do with things that are very, seem to me very, contemporary at this moment, because we're talking about the Super Bowl coming up in another week. We're talking about the fall of the Soviet Union coming up in another week. We're talking about how athleticism and how athletes are treated in a society, and what happens when you fall from grace. I mean, it's an interesting movie that has to do with a lot of things that that I think we struggle with as human beings and as societies on a day-to-day basis. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. But Red Army, as I said, is a really good documentary. And if you happen to be either a sports fan or a hockey fan in particular, I think you'll get a kick out of it, and hopefully you'll enjoy the interview that we're going to do tomorrow on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. All righty, 855-993-7569, if there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about. There are some actual surprises with the Oscars this year, and I think that the omissions in some ways are probably the ones that are going to get the most kind of attention, because I think that's just the human being's nature, that we sort of notice things when they don't meet our expectations, especially in a negative way more than anything else. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to think how long I have here. I've got about a minute or two.
Yep.
All right, so there. What was I going to talk with you about? There was something in particular that I had thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk with you folks about that. Let's see if I can find it. FedEx is now in trouble.
Yeah.
They refused to give the wife of a same-sex married couple their spousal benefits after her partner dies. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's like, that's basically begging for a lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah. And negative publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A drug-laden drone crashed near the U.S.-Mexico border.
I think it said it had methamphetamine or something in it.
Yeah, take your drone to lunch today. Yeah.
Wow.
Here's one that's a little disconcerting. A third of Americans think antibiotics cure the flu. You know why that's a problem?
I'm not sure I buy that.
Oh, I do.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I do. Have you talked to anybody? They'll say, I don't feel well. And I said, you should go to the doctor. And said, no, the doctor just said to take antibiotics. And I said, but antibiotics will only work on a bacterial infection. They will not work on flu at all. And your body can develop a resistance. So I know a lot of people who, and I think doctors are so used to just sort of giving people a pill. Not a good idea. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We were just talking about news stories, and Manny, everybody you know knows that the flu, that you don't use antibiotics on the flu, that you can only use it on a bacterial infection?
As far as I know, yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying. I don't know if I buy that. You know, like a third of Americans, you know.
I would buy it.
Okay.
I think people are just so unclear about when to use antibiotics and when not.
Oh, I guess what I'm saying is I don't buy that. I don't, like, I agree with you. I don't buy that antibiotics can, you know, work on the flu. I think that's
well, they won't. They'll only work on bacterial stuff.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I don't buy that it would work. Yeah.
Well, they don't. But a third of Americans, you're in you're the majority, but not the overwhelming majority. And the problem about the third who think it will work is they're going to go to their doctor and say, I need, you know, they'll do one of two things. Either they'll ask for an antibiotic, or they'll use antibiotics that they have sitting around, which is a terrible idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no. There's a huge asteroid that will pass the Earth next week. Hopefully, pass us as opposed to smack into us. No. I didn't ignore it when I talk like that. I was kidding you. Here's an interesting kind of story. California asks people who haven't been vaccinated for measles to avoid Disneyland. Now, how are they going to enforce that? You're going to have to show your immunization certificate?
I guess so.
It's beginning to be, we were talking about last week, it's not only measles, which can be, depending on which kind of measles, can be devastating.
Mm-hmm.
But mumps in particular to adult males.
Yeah, it was breaking out all over the NHL. A lot of hockey players were getting it a couple months ago.
Yeah, I mean, cause sterility.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this whole notion of somehow, apparently all the stuff about vaccinations, most of it was inaccurate, just didn't have anything to do with anything. Again, it's one of the things about the Internet, is it stuff that's true, not true, and partially true, all is in the same typeface.
Yeah.
So it's tricky stuff.
Disneyland, man, I mean, there's so many people and kids there. I mean, it's just, God, it's scary to think that something like that could... Wow.
Well, and they're talking about not only measles and mumps, but things like tuberculosis, things that we haven't seen, smallpox, things that we haven't seen, essentially that we thought were eradicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. It's a real problem.
Yeah.
Here's one that's looking for a lawsuit. I mean, I'd like to know how they're going to enforce that. I suppose it's voluntary at this moment, but let's see. Oh, I just ran over it. Wait a minute. Let me get back up here. We did the Illinois law allows schools to demand students' Facebook passwords.
How is that even, like, allowed? I don't understand that.
We can say what it says. I mean, that's, again...
I mean, that's just absurd that they would even...
Well, they say it's
it
says technically incorrect. Conceived to combat cyberbullying, a new law in Illinois may result in schools demanding social media passwords even if posting was not done at school.
Okay.
All right, so they're saying that it's a headline that grabs you that's not really accurate. Can't seem to decide whether it's the home of Midwestern gentlefolk or the most draconian humans the side of Moscow. One of the state's newest laws may have goodness at heart, however, it may have something else in a various of extremities. The law, which went into effect January 1st, is designed to curb cyberbullying, but it could also encourage schools to pry into students' personal lives. The law was already making some parents deeply uncomfortable. One of its stipulations is troubling. This week, Illinois parents began receiving a letter from school authorities informing them that their children's social media passwords may now have to be handed over as part of the school discipline. Motherboard reports that it obtained one of these letters that reads in part, school authorities may require a student or his or her parent guardian to provide a password or other related account information in order to gain access to his or her account or profile on a social networking website if school authorities have reasonable cause to believe the student's account on a social networking site contains evidence the student has violated a school disciplinary rule or procedure. That's really a gray area. You might imagine the stipulation only applies to school computers and activity on school premises. It does not. The school may ask for passwords and search on the basis of any posting by a student at any time and in any place. And who will decide what's reasonable cause? If someone didn't cooperate, there might be trouble, not detention, criminal charges.
Wow.
Those of sharp eyes and perhaps parenting experience will wonder just what private information the school might encounter as they search for their alleged evidence. As one parent had received the letter, it's one thing for me to take my child's social media account in there and open it up for the teacher to look at, but to have to hand over your password and personal information to your accounts to the school is just not acceptable. They asked educators to justify what seemed like potential for a considerable invasion of privacy. What if performing a search, a school discovers the student is involved in, say, criminal activity or a sexual relationship? What if it discovers the student has a particular medical problem? Will it promise not to tell? All right, the whole idea of an authority being able to demand social media passwords has undergone some challenges over the last couple of years. This year, Oregon became the latest state to decide that colleges and employers would be forbidden from demanding social media users' names and passwords. It's one thing for authorities to observe what employees, students, or suspects are posting on social media. It's surely another to think that they have the automatic right to simply demand what is quite obviously personal information. In Illinois, it will all likely come down to the idea of reasonable cause. No cases yet emerged of a school exercising its alleged right to ask for a password. 3 years ago, 12-year-old Riley Stratton sued her Minnesota school district after she claimed she'd been coerced into revealing her Facebook password last year. The case was settled, with the Minnewaska Schools District paying Stratton $70,000. She was accused of nasty writing about her hall monitor.
I think I remember hearing this story a couple years ago.
Facebook's Statement of Rights and Responsibilities, something which all users agree to, perhaps unknowingly, when signing up, has a Section 4.8. It reads, you will not share your password or, in the case of developers, your secret key. Let anyone access your account or do anything else that might jeopardize the security of your account. Clearly, cyberbullying is awful and potentially dangerous. There will, however, where will the balance be struck between the need to find the alleged bully and the protection of someone's basic rights? You know, maybe we should put that on Facebook. Of, do you think? Except, I can't imagine anybody saying yes is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about if we did this? How about if we said on Facebook that a law is suggesting that students have to turn over their password? What would your solution for cyberbullying be?
Okay.
So let's do that. Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because I can't imagine most people sort of saying, well, this is okay. I mean, it's just, you know, we could say the Illinois law allows schools to demand a student's Facebook password, which isn't a misinterpretation. That's exactly what the law says.
Right.
It's just they have to have probable cause, but who determines probable cause?
Wow.
And we already had that issue earlier this week with the idea that there's now a new gadget that a bunch of cops have bought in a bunch of states that can tell whether somebody's in the house and you don't need a search warrant for it. Slippery slope, folks. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.